Les colloques du Collège de France.
First, let me thank you for being all here today, to be so many of you attending this workshop. It's really, I think, a great pleasure. I'm very happy because we have a very high-level group of invited speakers, so I'm very glad that you came to really benefit from their knowledge and how they will and their work sharing. This colloquium, Light-Based Quantum Technology, is the final day of the annual chair of innovation at Collège de France, la chaire d'innovation technologique Liliane Bettencourt, that we dedicated this year to emerging quantum technologies. So this year, in the first 2 months of the year, during the lectures and the seminars, we introduced a core concept of the second quantum revolution. We introduced the spin 1/2, which represents the stationary qubit. We introduced how we describe light at the quantum level, which is a way to describe a flying qubit that can propagate the information from one point to another. And we discussed how to encode the information in superposition states, which is really what is behind the notion of quantum bit, and how challenging it is to preserve this quantum superposition because of the coupling to the environment, fluctuating environment, that creates what we call decoherence. And then in the following lectures, we illustrated how these building blocks are used to develop various types of quantum technologies, such as quantum computing. We discussed the case of photons, atoms, ions, and we approached the topic of superconducting qubits. But also quantum sensing with, for instance, optomechanical system, and also quantum networks. Today, we aim to provide further insight into the most recent advances in quantum technologies based on light. We are fortunate to have 8 world-class scientists who agreed to share their work with us. They all manipulate, control light, and approach quantum technologies from different perspectives. So as we saw during our lectures, when generating or manipulating single photon, interacting with a single atom is a major asset. And today, this interesting property will be illustrated beautifully by the talk of Professor Serge Haroche and Dr. Anaïs Dréau. Detecting a single photon has been another tremendous challenge that the community has quite beautifully tackled, and this journey will be represented by Dr. Adriana Lita. We will hear about recent progress in various light-based quantum technologies to complement the one that we already discussed during the lectures, including photonic quantum computing by Professor Christine Silberhorn, quantum imaging by Dr. Hugo de Fienne, and quantum memories for quantum networks by Professor Hugues de Rietmatten. Last but not least, in the spirit that I thought to instill in this annual chair and that I discussed extensively in my inaugural lecture, we will illustrate the strong link between technology and fundamental science. We will see how these new quantum technologies emerging from decades of fundamental research are now enabling new and fascinating fundamental studies. Professor Antoine Einmind will explain how quantum light can now enhance our ability to detect gravitational waves. And Professor Alessia Aufèvre will show how new fundamental questions arise from the manipulation of information at the quantum level. An important aspect of these emerging technologies is revisiting the notion of energetics at the quantum level and how it translates into entanglement and coherence. With this, I believe we are in for a very stimulating day, insightful day. The program here is summarized here. So this morning we will start a bit early. I think it's okay. And we will have 2 talks, a pause at 11, and then another 2 talks and a pause at 1. And we start again at 2:30 after lunch to finish around 6 p.m. Each presentation is going to be 45, has a slot of 45 minutes, so I'm going to make sure that our speakers stay within 40 minutes so that you can ask questions. Please don't be shy by doing so. This is where we are here, why we are here, and it's going to be, I think, the very interesting part of the day as well.
Collège de France, le savoir en illimité. Retrouvez tous nos contenus audio et vidéo sur notre site collège-de-france.fr, les plateformes de podcast et nos chaînes YouTube.